The children of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died in the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, as we sat there by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you have led us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." Today we celebrate this feast day of St. Charbel Malkuth. If you've ever been into my house, if you've ever been to the rectory, if you're walking up the way to the upper level where the priests stay, there you'll be greeted as you walk up those stairs by a very large tapestry, about that big, of the face of St. Charbel Malkuth. If you don't know what he looks like, look him up when you go back home. I don't have a picture of him here, but he looks a lot like our brother Jerry Madrid, who does all the maintenance around here. They look very, very similar. He was actually struck by himself the first time he saw it up there, that he thought he had seen an image of himself in such a way. So that's what St. Charbel looks like. St. Charbel was a man of Middle Eastern descent. He lived in Lebanon the whole of his life. He's a Maronite. And Maronites are Eastern Catholics whose rite is centered there in Lebanon. Now, there's something particular about the Maronites in the church is that of all the other rites of the church, the Eastern church like the Byzantine or the Ruthenians or all these other rites have always had, or the Eastern rites have always had a group of them which was separated from the Pope, separated from Rome, except the Maronite church. The Maronite church, of the 20-something churches, it's the only one that has never been separate from Rome. In fact, the Maronite church was always attacked, and because of that, the Catholics would run up into the hills of Mount Lebanon there and hide there within the hills so that they would not be attacked by those who were Muslim, by those who did not hold the faith. And so, because of that, they had a real stronghold there and were never destroyed, being up there in the heights. So when the Crusaders came down for that first crusade to liberate Jerusalem, the Holy Land, so that Christians could once again make pilgrimage there and the Jews could be freed. When they stumbled upon the Maronites there, they said, "Hey, we're on your side. We're not a part of these Muslim hordes. We're Christians just like you. Please." The first question they asked him was, "Who's the Pope? Who's the Pope in Rome? Because we need to add his name to pray for him when we have Mass. Every time." You may notice that in the Canon of the Mass, I mentioned Francis. He's mentioned in all the Masses that are united to Rome. And so that is the devotion of these people. He's a very modern saint. It wasn't even canonized until Paul VI came around in the 70s. Shortly before he passed away, he canonized this great saint. He was a man who was a monk who was totally devoted to the Lord. He did battle against the evil spirits from his monastery as he went off and was a hermit, just like the early desert fathers. When we look at his life, we see something that we find here within the book of Exodus. You see, the people of Israel always struggled with God, always fought against God. That's what the word Israel means. It means one who struggles or fights against God. And so they did so here in the Exodus, following after that same tradition of Israel, their father. And as soon as they get out, they're not very far outside past having that great sea open up for them and the walls of water that was there, and they walked through dry shod. They saw the army of the Egyptians massacred before them by God's mighty hand. And yet here, not long afterwards, they're saying, "Well, it was better when we were back in Egypt because then we had better food there," showing the fickleness of human beings. St. Charbel lives a life where he could have stayed with his family and been very well taken care of. His family was particularly rich. He could have stayed with them and had every taste of the life that there was. Every pleasure could have been at his fingertips. He was very well off. But he knew that there was something greater. So he went off to the monastery to hide away from all those things, to turn his back even upon his family so that he could be totally a part of God's family in a radical way. His family didn't understand that. But he went off in that direction anyway. And because he saw even that the ways that he was able to live in community were too much, there was too much there that attracted his senses, he said, asked for permission to go even further, to be a hermit, meaning to live alone by himself and just to seek God and do battle even apart from the monastery while still somewhat under their protection. And so he was granted that grace. What the life of St. Charbel moves us is to move us in the exact opposite direction of these Israelites who had been freed. To voluntarily let go of things which so easily attach us in this life. His life asks us the question, What is it in my life that I still cling to? What are the flesh pots that I'd rather have, that I look at those people who live in the world as though they still get to do these things? And why don't I get to do that? Each of us in some sort of way has a little bit of a jealousy that says, I'd rather do that thing, but I can't because I'm a Catholic, because I'm a Christian, because I want to make sure that I'm able to receive Holy Communion. St. Charbel is a man in heaven. You can look up his life and see the great miracles that he still performs. In fact, his bones, since his death, have oozed out oil continuously, despite the fact that they've tried to stop up that oil many, many times, especially the government, because they didn't want it to be known. And yet, that oil continues to go out of his very bones. And miracles are still wrought by that oil that continues to go out from him. Petition him today. Today is the great day of his own feast. Today is the day where his intercession is closest to us. Ask him, Charbel, you loved God so much. You abandoned everything in this world to be alone with him, to do fight against the evil forces, so that the love of God may be better known here on earth. Holy Charbel, I still hold on to this one sin. It has an attraction to me. I want to give it up, but I don't want to give it up yet. Charbel, intercede for me. Gain for me the victory over this vice that I oftentimes don't think I'm strong enough to fight against. You knew how to run away from the flesh pots of this world, from the great tasting things, from the pleasures of this life. Win for me the battle, because I don't know the way. If that's where you are today, I know that's where I am today. Take this into the Mass and ask for his intercession, because desire is the one thing that separates us from the saints, to have that persistent, ardent desire for holiness. Our Lord does indeed want to grant us that same grace, even as we're few here today at Mass. Through the intercession of St. Charbel, may we receive it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we offer this Mass for the intentions of the Sacred Heart Maronite Monastery in Beaverton, Oregon, for Buna Jonathan, the superior, and for all his priests and monks.